Okay, so let's be honest for a second.
Right?
The whole walk me through your resume thing in an interview,
Yeah.
it can be a little bit like walking into a minefield.
Oh, absolutely.
Like it's way more than just like rattling off a list of places you've worked, right?
Really?
This is your chance to like really take control
Yeah.
and tell a story that shows them why you're the perfect fit for this job.
Absolutely.
And so that's why we're doing a deep dive today into this great article
Okay.
called How to Answer. Walk me through your resume.
Makes sense.
I'm really excited to unpack this three-step framework
Okay.
that they give for crafting a response that's concise,
Okay.
but also super compelling.
I like it.
So what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like
Yeah.
you're taking all those bullet points on your resume and instead you're turning it into this captivating story
Right.
that's highlighting not just what you've done, but what you've actually achieved.
Yes, exactly. It's so easy to just fall into that trap of reciting job titles
Oh,
and dates.
right.
But really what we want to be doing here is painting a picture
Yeah.
of our career trajectory and how it like aligns perfectly
Exact.
with the role that we're interviewing for.
Right.
So tell me a little bit more about this first step,
Sure.
highlighting your experience through the lens of the new job.
Okay.
What does that actually look like when you're doing it?
Well, okay, let's imagine for a second
Okay.
you're applying for like a paid media director position,
Okay.
and you've got like several years under your belt as a media planner. You really need to go through those past roles
Right.
and handpick like specific accomplishments, the skills, and the experiences that really strongly resonate with what the hiring manager wants.
So, like, if the job description is emphasizing things like owning client relationships,
Yeah.
building media plans from cross-platform data,
Right.
and just like a deep understanding of all the different platforms, you would want to pull out like specific instances where you've actually done that stuff.
Exactly. You got it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So instead of just saying, like,
Yeah.
I manage client campaigns, which is kind of blah,
Right. Yeah, totally.
you could say something like,
Okay.
I really honed my project management skills
Okay.
while supporting directors, and I gained like really valuable experience researching target audiences,
Okay.
analyzing all this campaign data, and then crafting strategic plans that I actually presented
Yeah.
directly to the clients.
Ooh, I like that.
You see?
It's like that subtle shift in phrasing.
Right.
It showcases your abilities in a way that's directly relevant to the new role,
Exactly.
and it low-key emphasizes those client presentation skills,
Yeah, which is
which are
huge.
so
And it's
important.
like a secret weapon.
Right,
Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
But what about those quantifiable achievements? The
Yes.
ones that really like pack a punch.
Oh, those are key.
Yeah.
That's like the secret sauce right there.
Okay.
So think of it like a little formula for interview success.
Okay, I'm listening.
So you want to transform, I increase the sales, which is kind of meh,
Yeah.
into something
Wait,
like,
Tiffany.
I spearheaded a strategy that actually boosted revenue by 15%
Okay.
in just 6 months. So you're
Wow.
using numbers,
Right.
those grab attention,
Totally.
and they add credibility to what you're
So
saying.
it's not just like some empty claim.
Exactly.
You
Okay.
got receipts.
I love it. Okay. So you're demonstrating not just what you did,
Right.
but the actual
The
impact
impact, yeah.
that you made.
Right. Like it's about results.
Results, exactly.
Right.
So it's kind of like showcasing your greatest hits,
Yeah.
but you're really focusing on the tracks that resonate with your new audience.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And you want to be demonstrating growth,
Oh, yeah, for
that's
sure.
not just a list of things you did.
No, it's not a laundry list.
Right.
So mentioning a promotion within like 2 years
Yeah.
really highlights your initiative and your ability to learn things quickly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
This makes perfect sense.
Good.
But I know some people listening might be thinking, okay, but my career path hasn't been this like perfect straight line.
Right.
How do I explain these job changes or like the short stints
Yeah.
without it looking like a red flag?
That's a great question.
And that leads us perfectly to step two, right?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Building clear transitions between jobs. It's all about showcasing intentionality
Okay.
and this continuous growth, even when your path has had like a few twists and turns.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so how do we actually like frame these transitions
Yeah.
in a way that strengthens our narrative
Yeah.
rather than making it feel all disjointed?
So it's all about highlighting the why behind each move.
Okay.
Like, let's say you were headhunted by a former manager
mm-hmm.
for a new opportunity. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That says a lot about you, right?
Totally.
About your reputation, the value that you bring.
Right, like they sought you out specifically.
Exactly. Right. Or maybe you like made a conscious decision
okay.
to switch industries, mm-hmm. to gain experience at something specific
right.
that's now directly relevant
okay.
to the job you want.
I get it.
Yeah.
So even if it wasn't this like perfectly linear progression,
right.
you can still present it as like
exactly.
a strategic yeah. series of steps
uh-huh.
that got you to where you are.
That led you to this point. Yeah.
No,
you're showing that you're thoughtful about your career.
Right.
That all these diverse experiences have prepared you for this.
Really?
And remember,
yeah.
even like those not so ideal situations,
right.
like a layoff.
Right.
Those can actually be framed in a positive way, too.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Because layoffs can be super stressful.
Oh, they are.
And it's easy to feel like that's going to be this, like, dark cloud over your resume.
Totally. But yeah. if the company restructured or, like, your whole department got cut,
mm-hmm.
you can briefly mention that.
Okay.
But then you pivot
to
what you learned from it.
Okay.
How it, like, equipped you for your next challenge.
Okay.
You were resilient. You adapted.
Right.
You came out stronger on the other side.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
So the article also gives this example of someone who left a job
yeah.
to get international experience.
Yeah.
And they turned what could have been seen as a gap in their resume
right. yeah.
into a strength.
Totally.
By talking about how they proactively sought out these opportunities
yes.
to like expand their skill set.
Exactly. It's like turning that potential negative into right. a positive.
Yes.
You're showcasing your drive, your ambition,
okay.
your willingness to like step outside your comfort zone.
Right.
The same goes for like taking time off for personal reasons, like
yeah.
raising a family or traveling or whatever.
That's something I've always kind of wondered about.
Yeah.
How do you address career breaks?
Right.
Without it seeming like you were just like
yeah.
hitting the pause button.
Taking a nap.
Yeah. On your professional life.
The key is to show how you stayed engaged.
Okay.
Or develop new skills during that time.
Okay.
So maybe you volunteered for a relevant organization,
mm.
took some online courses.
Okay.
Attended industry conferences.
So it's about showing that you were like
yeah.
actively investing in yourself.
Yeah.
Staying connected to your field.
Exactly.
Even if you weren't like in a traditional work setting.
Yeah. You're not just sitting on the couch.
Right.
You're still out there doing things.
Okay.
So you want to show them that you're proactive and committed to constantly learning.
So, for example, someone who took time off to travel the world
yeah.
could actually use that
right.
in an interview for like an international media planner position.
Absolutely.
By saying like,
yeah.
hey, immersing myself in all these different cultures.
Yes.
gave me this unique perspective
uh-huh.
on global audiences.
That's a great example.
Right. There. They've taken this thing that could have been seen as purely personal
right.
and turned it into a professional asset.
Exactly.
So it really is all about framing.
It really is.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And
yeah.
while it's important to address any concerns
okay.
head on,
yeah.
you really want to keep the focus on all the good stuff
okay.
and what you bring to the table.
Mm.
Don't dwell on negatives. Like a difficult boss or feeling burned out.
Right.
No one wants to hear about that.
Oh,
it's like you're presenting yourself as a solution.
Right.
Not a problem they have to solve.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that brings us to our final
okay.
and maybe most crucial step.
Okay. Hit me with it.
Showcasing your unique value.
Mm.
This is where you really set yourself apart.
Right.
This is your moment
okay.
to go beyond those bullet points
mm-hmm.
and reveal what makes you you.
I like it.
It's about identifying those unique selling points.
Okay.
And weaving them into your whole career narrative.
So the article mentions this person with a finance background.
Okay.
Who's transitioning into marketing.
Uh-huh.
And they highlight their data-driven approach.
Yeah.
Which is like super valuable in marketing these days.
It's huge. That's a great example of thinking beyond hard skills.
Okay.
You can also leverage transferable skills,
mm-hmm.
personality traits, or unique experiences that set you apart.
Give me an example.
Like someone coming from journalism
okay.
could emphasize their storytelling
mm-hmm.
and audience engagement skills,
right?
Which are super valuable
yeah.
in lots of different roles.
So it's about finding those like hidden gems in your background
yes.
and showcasing how they can actually benefit the employer.
Exactly. And
yeah.
don't underestimate the power of aligning your passions with the company's mission.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. If you can show that you're genuinely interested in their work
okay.
and their values,
mm-hmm.
that can make you a way more compelling candidate.
Right. Because it shows that you're not just there for a paycheck.
Exactly.
You actually care about what they're doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about finding that connection.
Right.
Okay, cool. So this final step.
Yeah.
It encourages us to think outside the box a little bit
mm-hmm.
and showcase our individuality.
Yeah.
So it's about finding those unique intersections
right.
between our experiences and the needs of that role.
Okay.
Remember, you're not just trying to get the job.
Right.
You're trying to show them why you're the best person for the job.
Okay.
It's about making that connection.
Yeah.
Leaving a lasting impression and showing them that you bring something really unique.
Right. You're not just another applicant.
Exactly.
Okay, I love how this whole framework
yeah.
really empowers you to take ownership of your story and present yourself with confidence.
Yes, it's not about just reciting information. It's
yeah.
about crafting this compelling narrative
mm-hmm.
that truly resonates with the person interviewing you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like we've really cracked the code here.
Yeah.
For turning this question that could be like super stressful
right.
into a real opportunity.
Totally.
But before we wrap up this whole deep dive,
okay,
I'm really curious.
Yeah.
What's like your golden nugget of advice?
Oh, good question.
For our listeners out there,
yeah.
as they're getting ready to put this framework into action.
Okay. My golden nugget is practice, practice, practice.
Okay.
Seriously, rehearse your response out loud until it feels like totally natural and Ooh. Conversational.
Right.
You don't want to sound like a robot.
Right, or like you're reading from a script.
Exactly.
Okay.
So internalize those principles we talked about
mm-hmm.
and let your awesome self shine through.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
It's like prepping for a presentation or a performance.
Mm-hmm.
The more you do it,
the better you get.
The more comfortable you'll feel.
And confident.
And the more confident you'll be.
Right.
And then you can like tailor your delivery
yeah.
to each interview.
It's not about memorizing a script.
Right.
It's about mastering the principles.
Right. So you could adapt.
Exactly.
Okay. This has been such an eye-opening deep dive.
Good.
Like,
yeah.
Way more confident now.
Awesome.
About tackling this question.
Good.
But what's really cool is
yeah.
this framework goes way beyond job interviews.
That's a great point.
Right.
Yeah. Think about it.
Yeah.
These same principles
mm-hmm.
apply to your elevator pitch.
Okay.
Telling your personal story in a captivating way.
Right.
Or even presenting your ideas more persuasively.
It's all about understanding your audience.
Yep.
Highlighting your strengths.
Yes.
And connecting with them.
Making that connection.
On like a deeper level.
And those are valuable skills
yeah.
for all aspects of life.
Not just at work.
Exactly.
It's about mastering storytelling.
Yeah. And that opens so many doors.
Right.
It creates opportunities.
Okay. So here's something to think about.
Okay.
As you keep going on your journey.
Yeah.
How can you use this framework
mm-hmm.
to not just showcase your professional achievements,
right?
But also to craft a more compelling narrative
okay.
around your personal goals and aspirations.
I love that.
Right.
That's a great takeaway.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Well, this has been awesome.
I'm glad.
We've explored how to ace this question.
Yeah.
Walk me through your resume.
It's a classic.
But the real takeaway, I think,
yeah.
is the power of owning your story.
Yes.
Highlighting what makes you unique.
Uh-huh.
And presenting yourself with confidence.
In every situation.
No matter what.
You got this.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
My pleasure.
We're so excited to see you thrive.
Yeah, go out there and crush it.
In your next interview and beyond.
Absolutely.
That's it for today.
See ya.